We welcome in State Senator Mike Groney joining us here in the studio for our legislative update. Senator Groney, how are you?
Good. And Rick, the way things are going, the police are going to be gone, you can probably wear whatever you want here pretty soon.
No, isn't it?
And if they try to arrest you, just run.
Yeah.
Because they just run. They can't do anything about it.
Wait a minute. We don't want to see Rick streaking by any means, Senator.
I can only take off so much before I violate some type of ordinance.
Another very good reason why we want the police around.
Yes. Absolutely.
All that is just absolutely crazy.
I don't get it.
It is. It's whatever. But that's where we're at today, and you can't say anything, which I'm probably gonna say in my column and I might get my house burnt down, but this
so double insure it in the meantime.
Well, sell it by then. But no, it's just we have to speak up. Civilized people have to speak up. This has got nothing to do with race. It has to do with just plain crime and people who don't want to obey rules. The ones that are causing the problems,
mm-hmm.
folks that are peacefully, like they did in North Platte, there's problems.
It's an excuse to break a window and get a new TV.
Well, or just to break a window or jump somebody you don't even know and try to kill them, like what happened in Omaha. But we just can't just back away and let it continue to happen. As a society, we have too much at stake here. You know, all of us, that we're not racist. I mean, we're middle-class people, grew up poor, half of us, went on with our lives. Don't even care what other people are doing, just as long as they work as hard as us. We do if we're in the same job or take care of their families. And we get thrown in with the same bunch with a few of the racist types. And quite frankly, the establishment who takes every dime they can get and they don't care if they take it from the poor, just as long as they can get wealthier. And we get all thrown in the same bunch with them, and we're not. And we have a right to speak up that we want law and order, and we want our police departments to be, and our policemen to be safe and willing to risk their lives to protect us. They can't anymore because they don't know when they're going to be fired or when they're going to be finger pointed at them. And
well, there's different agencies and departments around the country where their entire law enforcement teams are resigning. They say, we don't feel like we got any support. We can't seem to do anything right, so you guys figure it out on your own.
When you got a place like Seattle where the mayor says anarchy is okay, I don't know, maybe that's what the people want. But that's a mess in Seattle. I was just listening to the news on your station as I came in.
Well, of course it was police on this station. You don't need to listen to anything else.
The police chief, and the police chief is the only one sane there yet, is trying to find the leader of that group that took that no police zone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no leaders. It's true anarchy.
It's complete chaos.
Yeah, if you look up definition of anarchy, it's total. They don't want any authority whatsoever. You are your own authority, and so they can't find anybody to negotiate with, which is anarchy.
I figure I got a plan to take that back, but that would probably make a racist, xenophobe. I'd be a whole list of things for saying that.
Crime is crime. Bad behavior is bad behavior. That's the way you got to look at it: is the behavior, not at the person. And when you do that, and I think most police officers do, they look at the behavior. They don't care what race you are, or what sex you are, or how wealthy or poor you are. They look at the behavior, and their job is to enforce certain behavioral norms that we expect in our society. So it is what it is. Otherwise, I'm heading to Lincoln. I got to go to Lincoln this afternoon. The Revenue Committee is having a meeting tomorrow in the morning to get updated from the Revenue Department, the Governor's Revenue Department, about in that CARES Act, the COVID,
The COVID Act. CARES Act, yeah.
There's some tax breaks in there for corporations, big ones, mostly on if they donate money to causes and things, they can deduct more of it from their income. Well, it's going to hit us about $125 million.
So does the average guy get a tax break there?
No, you get a check in the mail. Anyway... But it ain't quite as big as the one the corporation gets.
Yeah.
But anyway, that because we're tied to the federal adjusted income line in your federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's we tax then a percentage of that, 7.84%, I think it is, and at the high rate. And then because that will lower that number on the federal, it'll cost the state about 120. We can't afford that. We absolutely cannot pass that on. It's a federal, the way I look at it, it's a federal incentive. It's not a state incentive, and the federal government did not expect the states to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some states, because there's, I don't know what percentage of them is, but pretty good percentage of them use tax that way. They, whatever the federal adjusted income is on line 30-something, we just can't do that. And I think the majority of the Revenue Committee says we're going to have to send an amendment into an existing bill so that that doesn't happen. Because $125 million, if we're going to do anything, that's going to go, in my mind, for property tax relief so that we can people can stay in their homes. And you know my reasoning. It's confiscatory. The property tax rates are nowadays. It has no basis on reality on incomes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what we're meeting about, and I'm sure some other topics will come up. Senator Linehan's the chairman. So we're still pushing for the property tax. And we're staying strong. There's enough of us that demand property tax happens before any economic incentive program happens for the big businesses. Even though we did change it, 720 does have some small business parts in it, which I helped write with Kolderman on the rural tier of the 720. But anyway, that's 17 days when we get back there. It's going to be the Ernie and Wayne show, Senator Ernie and Senator Wayne show for a while, I believe, talking about the injustice. And I'm just about ready to stand up, and I probably will, and tell Senator Chambers, you've been in there 44 years, and you haven't done a damn thing for your people in North Omaha. All you've done is bitch. All you've done is look for excuses to hold them back so they won't try in their schools, because you told them you can't succeed because the white man is holding you back, and that's a lie. In places in the South, in Atlanta and Savannah and places where the 60s riots, those people changed things around. Their poor areas are not poor areas anymore. Those people have succeeded and gone on with life, and we have a senator in this state for 44 years held our people back in North Omaha, and it needs to end.
Well, it extends outside North Omaha, though. I mean, he's held back the entire state, not just
They've held those. He's given the false impression to those young people that they can't succeed. The American dream doesn't exist, and it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to school and you learn and you attempt to learn and you show up for school, you can be successful in America no matter what race you are. But anyway, it's just like my discipline bill, LB 147. He's against that. You know what he wants? He wants reporting. He wants reporting of every incident in the schools, and so does Senator Wayne, that race, of course race first, what the action was, why the kid was removed from the classroom. Why? That doesn't solve anything. So you can bitch again and claim the minorities are picked on more. Instead of trying to solve the problem, he wants to report so that he can stand up and point fingers again. That solves nothing, absolutely solves nothing, but that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be gone in 17 days. Well, not really. He gets to hang around till the next election, till the new senator is sworn in January. But
Senator Chambers,
Senator Chambers, and then he'll be gone. But for 17 days, he's going to do what he's done for 44 years. What's that?
Gone for one term.
Oh, he's gone. He's 83. He'll be 87.
He's that old?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's very, I mean, he did set a good example about good habits. He doesn't drink or smoke, and he's stayed physical fit all his life.
He takes care of himself.
Yes. He set a good example there. But anyway.
Now, you mentioned Senator Wayne, Senator Groney. There's been some times in which you and Senator Wayne have been able to find some common ground,
yes,
though.
Oh, yes.
Seems,
we do. We're working on the micro-TIF because he agrees with me that micro-TIF was always meant for the betterment of those areas. where the riots are happening, mm-hmm. where there was, I say it's the perfect poor man, rich man program where the life, the standard living and things are fixed up in the poor part of town while the businessman still gets to make a profit because he's allowed to use those tax dollars to pay for his project. But it's supposed to be in that poorer part of town. I really like, finally, I've lived here 20-some years and watching those bricks being torn out and the streets and curbs fixed downtown has been something I've wanted ever since I've lived in this area. Told my wife we used to come here from Colorado when we lived there for 10 years because we were on the eastern side of the state and do our shopping here. And we'd go downtown. The old espresso shop was in the block to the south mm-hmm. before they tore that block out of there. I was joking one day. We were standing on the curb, and I said, "I think that big chunk of concrete in that curb was gone. Was still missing 25 years ago when we used to show up here." but they're finally doing something about it. Give the town some character, some pride in its old downtown. And I really like what the city council has been did with that. Mm-hmm. I think most people should. It'll revive the area. Bring people downtown, maybe open some restaurants areas and things like that.
Yeah, the section that they've got right east of 83 there that is just about done, I like the way that laid out. The bricks look nice in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing smart I think they did is there's a concrete base under those
bricks.
I've
seen that, yes.
So they're not going to settle any further, and that's what leads to making things uneven. This one should stay.
Yeah.
The design looked good.
But look at it this way. Those bricks been there, what, 70, 80 years?
Whoever made those bricks.
Well, they did. And you go to towns. Hayes, Kansas has their old downtown that way. It's been business-wise down. Fort Collins does. It's a lot better than tar. It's a lot better than asphalt.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and there's something to be said about having your downtown community have something unique like that.
Yes.
I mean, it's known as Downtown on the Bricks, so yes. It's, it's a catchy slogan that the communities come to love and then that visitors and travelers can love and get on board with as well.
It spreads, and then the business community will upgrade their, and they're doing a good job of restoring the buildings and mm-hmm. and bringing some smaller shops into the area. But most cities the size I go to on business, it becomes a restaurant area too, if it's done right, and where people gather.
Mm-hmm.
But then my micro TIF when it passes, some of the people, the buildings who own the buildings on that area could apply for a micro TIF and fix them up without the upfront cost of attorney fees and mm-hmm. and doing a study. Just do it and get some help. In upgrading the facilities and their buildings. So I'm still pushing that, and Senator Wayne and I have worked on that. Senator Wayne and I have knocked heads, but on a lot of things we've worked together on. The original TIF bill, his first year as chairman, I helped him and I wrote a lot of that. They just ignored it. They're still ignoring it. All you got to do is have an attorney from Gothenburg, and he can turn an and into an or. And convince the whole communities that it's for economic development and not for urban renewal, tax increment financing is. But anyway, I think we're going to see some changes this time around. We keep
our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, but we got to keep the police in place. We got to give them authority to protect themselves and others. It's otherwise we have anarchy.
Have you had much interaction with any of the members of the Judiciary Committee from their hearings last week, Senator Groney?
No. Most disturbing thing I seen was in Lincoln one, there was a lot of young public school teachers testifying. And if they're teaching the kids what they said there, I understand what is racism. We got to preach America's history of change, that we keep bettering our situation, bettering our race relations, bettering opportunities, and not preach 1855 and the South what it was, because what those teachers were saying was not what young people should be taught, that there's no hope, that every single African American is treated badly. I've got friends, I've worked with them, that are African Americans. We've got individuals, families here to work at the railroad. No, no. If they've grabbed on to the American dream and they've taken charge of their lives, they go to church on Sunday. Don't label all white people as racist, and don't label all African Americans as not being successful in America, because that's an absolute lie. But that's how some folks want to paint the picture. It's absolutely false.
Do you think some of this will bleed into the education committee then, which you, for folks that aren't aware, Senator Groney is the chair of, do you think some of these will bleed into the education
committee? We will get bills that says we're going to point fingers, and I'll try to stop them. That's mostly what we get from the left.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep things the way they are because their jobs depend on being the caretakers of the disadvantaged in social work and psychology and everything else. So they really don't want to fix anything. They just want to bitch. It's the best word to describe. And when people try to fix it, they want to do is talk about the past. So we'll get more of that from them. But there's going to be some of us try to improve things, try to give that message out there that everybody has an opportunity. Just study. Mm-hmm. Just go to class. Stay away from drugs. Show up for school. And you can be anything you want. And even if you don't have the intellect to be a doctor, you can work.
Show up for school and learn something.
Yes, and take advantage of an education.
Well, the American dream is alive and well. Nothing's going to be handed to you, but if you work for it, you can accomplish anything. I mean, I'm a firm believer. The American dream is alive and it's well.
It is.
You might have to work a little hard, but that's part of the American dream, is that hard work.
Yeah,
dinner
yes.
and their fingernails.
And it depends what you want to call the dream. Some people want to get wealthy, and that's fine. Some want to just have a nice home and have good kids and belong to a good church. And,
yeah. And, well, that's a form of wealth, in my opinion.
It
I
is.
You agree.
It's
so.
The best wealth.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's there. It's there for everybody, and I'm trying to make it easier for them by getting their property taxes down so they can afford that home and do their own work on upgrade an old home in the community by using a micro-TIF. But I'm going to take it on. I think I'm going to start preaching that message that quit pointing fingers and let's encourage young people to take advantage of what we already have for them. Scholarships are plentiful.
Oh yeah, hundreds.
If you're a really really a kid in poverty, there's no reason you're paying for any education, higher education. There are so many opportunities with government grants and Pell grants and just plain free education with certain income levels that's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm. And so many go unapplied for.
Yeah, they just.
Well, it requires work to look them up and apply for them. So you see the connection here?
It's simple work now with the internet, though, and the college advisors will pretty much hand everything right to you. Yeah. All you got to do is do a couple of T crossings and dots of I's. But
Dave Ramsey, when he's talking to kids about going to school, he says, make that your part-time job now. Is hunt those down.
Yeah.
The scholarships? Yeah,
they're there. It's free money.
Write a paper. There, I think the American Legion does one if you write a speech or a paper.
Yeah.
And they are lucky to get one or two applicants. And it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice scholarship.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, but there's so many of them. And there's so many philanthropers who, became wealthy and lived the American dream that have scholarships out there themselves at their alma maters, at their college they went to. And
alma mater.
Alma mater. I said that wrong. That wrong. Ernie would be all down my throat because I said that wrong.
That's what we're here for, Senator.
Now, Senator, we do need to wrap up, but if there's a constituent of yours that has a concern or maybe something they'd like to piggyback off of, what's the best way for them to contact you this week?
Call me on my cell phone, 308-530-7741, or get me on my best way to do it is send an email on my mgroney at whatever it is.
At ne.legislature.com or .gov.
It's neleg.gov, I think.
Because your staff still, they've been working throughout the virus, so they're working full time.
They've worked every day.
So.
Because they're government employees, they get more days off than most people, but they have showed up. They have not worked from home. And And, you know, I think they're proud. They were a little, same old thing about work ethic. They were upset at first, a couple of them, because everybody else was getting work from home and they had work, and now they're taking it as a badge of pride.
Badge of honor.
That they actually showed up for work.
Yeah.
Well, I liked your assessment of the situation when they asked that. You said, yeah, when the guy at McDonald's is working from home, you can work from home, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. Have a good week and safe travels down to the capital city.
Yep. We'll thank you.
More coming up on KODY after this.